We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
1, 2, 3!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Paul Crist Radio Show, brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewery, 5 Wisconsin locations, 4 in Madison, downtown Fitchburg, Hilldale, Eastside, and in Wausau. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Radio Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Yes, the noises you hear, the sound of bouncing basketballs, but we're going to talk football here for the next hour. Hope everybody is en route to a nice, safe, and warm Thanksgiving weekend, or as warm as you can make it, as we get you ready for the final regular season game of the season for the Wisconsin Badgers. And to say it's high stakes would be an understatement. It's always high stakes when you play Minnesota for Paul Bunyan's axe, and now this is for the right to go to Indianapolis in next week's Big Ten championship game. Welcome to the Paul Crist Show alongside Mike Lucas. I'm Matt LePay. We'll check in with the Badgers head coach here in just a couple of minutes. But, well, Mike, I think after the loss to Illinois, the loss to Ohio State, it would have been easy to just say, well, not going to happen this year. But now the Badgers have helped themselves. They got help from Iowa a couple weeks ago in the win against Minnesota. So it's all out there. What's always been a great rivalry game just ramps up even more.
No question about it. And Paul Crist was spot on after the back-to-back road losses. Whenever he was asked about, well, what is your team thinking now about its chances, he just blew it off and said, as long as Wisconsin continues to win games, it could be meaningful when the Gophers and the Badgers meet. And sure enough, it's going to be as meaningful as any game that's been played in this series, with so much on the line, and the players, to a man in the locker room, following the game against Purdue, talked about the perfect setting, that you're not only playing in one of the great rivalries of college football, but you're playing for the Big Ten West title, and you're playing for the axe.
And this is
right.
Yeah, exactly.
All those intangibles factor in.
Yeah, it's the thing too with Paul. This team plays for 3 trophy games in the regular season. We know about that: the Hartland Trophy, the Freedom Trophy. But this is the one to him. I just my own observation. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'll give it anyway. Talking to him after the game on Saturday against Purdue, you don't find a home game unbeaten conference or an unbeaten schedule at home. But I think he was already looking ahead. This is the one, regardless. I mean, obviously the West Division title puts even more on it, but this is the one that means a ton to him.
And understandably so. That's the one series that's so steeped in history, dating way back. And the trophy, the axe, is just symbolic of the border battle. And I know some people on the outside look in and say, well, that's a cliche phrase, the border battle. That's what it's been, hasn't it, for all these years?
Yeah, no doubt. It's one of those Minnesotans don't like Wisconsinites. Wisconsinites don't like Minnesotans. It's a healthy dislike, and that's what makes a rivalry. And even though Wisconsin had the long winning streak in the rivalry snap last year, you look historically, And it's pretty close to, it's pretty much split right down the middle. That defines a rivalry, too.
Head coaches have always warned players about not looking at the stats coming into this game. Don't worry about the other team's record. Don't even worry about your record, because everything changes. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different environment. And the intensity on the field really ratchets up. And you talk to anybody who's played in this series, they'll tell you the same thing. It's just a more intense game. It's a more physical game than in any they'll play all season long.
Yeah, it's one of the fun ones. And there have been some classic games, and you don't have to go back very far, but certainly through the years, some classic games between these two rivals. And we'll find out what unfolds on Saturday up at TCF Bank Stadium. A little later in our show, our player interview, Tyler Johnson. Minnesota has a Tyler Johnson wide receiver. The Badgers of a fifth-year senior outside linebacker, Tyler Johnson, closed out his home career in a good way and looking to close out the regular season in even a better way. But up next, we'll check in with head coach Paul Chryst. All coming up on the Paul Chryst Show. We'll get things started right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Badgers head coach Paul Chryst knows that being part of a winning team comes down to three things: integrity, excellence, and trust.
That's what I look for in my team. That's why I make Zimmerich Buick GMC part of my game plan.
Lease a 2019 Buick Encore Preferred four-wheel drive for $199 per month, 36-month, 10,000 miles per lease. $19.99 due at signing, does not include tax, title, or fees. Expires 12/2/19.
Meet our winning team at Zimmerich Buick GMC East and West.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At U.S. Cellular, we're keeping the holiday spirit alive with deals that'll make you want to sing.
Switched and got a phone for free. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. With no activation fees. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Get yourself what you really want this holiday season. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free smartphone with no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited Even Better Plan. New line port and credit approval. Qualified smartphone purchase and device protection plus required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Additional terms apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Save $250 on the Weber Genesis 2 SE410 gas grill while supplies last. Also, Ace Rewards members receive free assembly and delivery on grills $399 and up.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
This is the Paul Chryst Radio Show, brought to you by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. It's your destination for all the game day gatherings, your official coaches radio show sponsor along the Badger Sports Network. Axe Week, Wisconsin and Minnesota. We'll get to that here in a few minutes, but we'll put a wrap on last week's game, a senior day, the 13 seniors introduced before the game. And it's what you want, right? To be able to get a win. It, as you would say, it wasn't perfect, but it was still pretty nice to be able to beat a Purdue team that it's had a ton of injuries, but man, they get after it and they do cause some problems, don't they?
They really do, and it is a great way for those guys that were playing their last football game to finish it out and, you know, finish with a win. And then, you know, you look back and what we're able to accomplish this season at Camp Randall, that's a good thing. But, you know, senior day is an interesting day. And I thought the guys did a good job of kind of managing all of it. And yet you want them to enjoy it. You don't want to pretend like it's not happening. And I thought they did a good job of kind of enjoying and appreciating the moment, and it's always good to see the families on the sidelines with them. And then I thought they played and they enjoyed it. There is nothing better than, you know, that last game as a senior to be able to leave that field victorious. Because when you don't, that's a big difference.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's fun to hear, not funny. It's fun to hear with any number of guys we talk to, and they talk about how fast it goes. That's a compliment because, you know, it's not always that way across the country. It's like, geez, count it down, check off this day, check off this day. But these guys, they look up and it seemed like it hit them.
You know, I've never thought about it, but that is it's a great point because I kind of go back and think my career, it seemed like there was some long and some short to it. And that is, you know, there is so much that goes into it and that they do. And, you know, we're talking about celebrating their last football game, but their world here in this, you know, whatever time they were here, there's so much more than football. And yet, you know, football was what brought us together, and it's a huge part of their lives. But I think it is a good sign when they say it did go fast, and it's good to hear that our guys are feeling that.
And it's always good to know, too, that there are games out there for them. Obviously, Minnesota this week, and then certainly a bowl game, whatever is in between. But that's always a good thing. And individual performances last week, we'll get to JT because you have to the way he's been playing. But I thought a throw and catch from Jack to Quintez Cephas. I mean, big time throw, all American caliber catch. I mean, you can draw up plays, you can feel good about a game plan, but you always talk about sometimes this is a simple game. Go make a play, and he did.
They did, and yet, you know, it's neat for me when plays come to life, and you know those guys made a play, and they've been doing that. And you're right, it's not a complicated game. I'm not saying it's easy, right? And it's always there's a challenge and there's tested, but it's not complicated. When guys go out and play, I think that's when they can make plays. And what do I mean by go out and play? You know, I think it's trusting what you're doing, knowing what you're doing, and then kind of letting your talent and the joy of playing like we were when we were kids, you know, that we get to go play. I think that's when you perform at your best. And it's sometimes it's harder to do, you know, and there's so much attention now put on these games. And I think, you know, we all appreciate that. And there's great support. But there's a balance, right? A lot of people care. And yet it is still a game. And I think when you can kind of narrow it back down to playing the game and making it about the game, I think that's when you get a chance to perform the best.
Every coach in America wants his team to be playing the best when you get to this stage of the season. And you think of individuals, Jonathan Taylor, he's put 3 200-yard games together here in a row, and it's 12 now. We've had a lot of these conversations, it seems, Paul, where you have to like step back and think about it a little bit, like who he passed, you know, Herschel Walker, Archie Griffin on rushing list in a Nebraska game, and now he has 12 200-yard rushing games. He's played 39 games here. I mean, that's Ron had 14 of them, but he matched Ricky Williams. It's another one of those, really? I know this. But yes, it is. It is true.
It is true. And I think that, you know, for me, and sometimes when you're in the middle of it, I don't know that you really do a great job of appreciating it. We all appreciate what he's doing. And I know every time I talk about that, I talk about not just what he's doing, but how he goes about doing it. And yet that is remarkable when you talk about that. And I think that is absolutely the goal, you know, and JT's doing it. And when you say JT, it's the, you know, there's a lot of people that contribute to what JT does. But to be playing your best football at the end of the year, to have games that are meaningful at the end of the year, that is kind of all you can hope for as a coach when you go into the season. And fortunately, this group's, you know, put themselves in a position to where those games are meaningful. And we've got one more opportunity at that, and then we'll see what that earns us down the road. But, you know, you go back, and I want to touch on a little bit, you talk about, you know, senior day, and then you also mentioned that but at least we got other games, and that's so important because this is a group, love being around them every day, and when you've got, you know, more opportunities and more games, more time with them, you appreciate that. And so you know, I've liked what we've done this week and get a chance to finish out the regular season. And then, you know, kind of talked about this a lot with our guys, that you play the season and then at the end of the season you look up and say, okay, what did that do? We know it earned us at least one more game, and for that, there's a lot of teams that don't get that, and you're appreciative of that, and we'll kind of see what comes.
Yeah, that bowl streak that Wisconsin has going, still the longest running in the Big Ten here these days, and that's something that you may want to stop and think about as well. Pretty good stuff here as the Badgers get ready for the annual game against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Might be a little interesting weather up there. We'll talk about that as we continue with the Paul Chris Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As a proud sponsor of Badger football, we know that the road to victory is easier when you have superstar talent at every position. Just like Chevrolet and their lineup of award-winning crossovers, from the city-ready Trax and versatile Equinox to the family-first Traverse and all-new Blazer. Great deals, great choices, the number one selling brand in Wisconsin. See your local Badgerland Chevy dealer today and visit BadgerlandChevy.com. Based on IHS Market, new vehicle retail registration, CYE 2018 in the state of Wisconsin.
If you're looking to upgrade your home, call the number one ranked remodeler in Wisconsin. That's Mad City Windows. 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. That's 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. I made that call and had all the windows in my house replaced thanks to Mad City Windows. I saved money on my heating and cooling costs. The windows looked great, and it was an overall outstanding experience. Mad City Windows earned the 2018 Angie's List Super Service Award and our proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Upgrade your home by calling 1-888-3-MAD-CITY or go to madcitywindows.com to see monthly specials.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At U.S. Cellular, we're keeping the holiday spirit alive with deals that'll make you want to sing.
Switched and got a phone for free. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. With no activation fees. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Get yourself what you really want this holiday season. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free smartphone with no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited Even Better Plan. New line port in credit approval. Qualified smartphone purchase and device protection plus required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Additional terms apply.
If you're at Camp Randall Stadium or you're just having friends over for the game, when you combine Johnsonville sausage with UW football, you've just entered Badgerville. Badgerville, home of Jump Around, the fifth quarter, and juicy Johnsonville sausage, where the Big Red Machine grinds out yet another victory. Ah, Badgerville, home of full, flavorful brats and authentic Italian sausage. Home of Johnsonville. Since 1945, they've been making the great-tasting sausage that powers the Big Red Machine on game day. Welcome to Badgerville.
At Fabic Cats, we know that hard work coupled with the right tools and right people is how success is built. That's why we make it a priority to provide the best equipment and service to our customers so together we can build a better world. As your local Caterpillar dealer, we strive to ever serve our customers better. This is our motto. It always has been, it always will be. Because without you, we wouldn't exist. So together, let's do the work. Learn more at FabicCat.com. Fabic Cat, proud to support Badgerland.
The Paul Chris Show brought to you all season long by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years as Madison's best friend as the Badgers get ready to take on Minnesota 2:30 kick up at TCF Bank Stadium. And this is one of those weeks where maybe a lot of people, most importantly, you guys kind of look at the forecast here, and it's been, as we tape this show, it's kind of on again, off again. Is it going to rain? Is it going to sleet? Is it going to get half a foot of snow? Whatever. you can't control what's going to happen, but in terms of the preparations, you know, you get them out there Wednesday, wind, rain in Madison. Important to get them in the elements a little bit.
Yeah, I think we actually kind of lucked out, and you're right. We don't know what the weather's going to be, but obviously in the forecast is all of the above, right? Mm-hmm. And certainly looks like the wind will be a big part of it. And so we were able to get outside, and Tuesday was nice, and Wednesday was a little bit closer to what it may be or similar enough to it. And I thought the guys handled it really well. And you know, wind and rain are two things that I think affect it more than necessarily cold or heat, you know, early in the year. The wind and the rain are real. And so, you know, knowing that it's in the forecast, you don't quite know how it'll be affect the players and affect the game, but I think you do kind of have to have in the back of your mind or in the front of your mind, you know, some different things that should it be like this, this is what we're going to have to do.
Yeah, I asked Jim Leonard about that in his pro career, the worst weather, and he talked about when he was with the Bills playing the Browns, 32-33, raining, and that was miserable. College schedules, you get some. We had a game here last year, right? The Badgers had a game here last year where it snowed a little bit. Do you remember the worst conditions that you might have played in and at any level of football here?
You know, it's I know certainly we had a bunch of practices, you know, when I was playing here because we didn't have the indoor facility. The cold rain is definitely it. I think there was one game when I was at Platteville and assistant coach there, and it was just a unbelievable rainstorm on a grass field, and that probably impacted a game as much as I've been around. But you know, I think it's changed a little bit, you know, certainly with the, you know, the artificial surfaces, you know, that helps it a little bit. You know, played on somewhere, and I think, you know, we watched the film of it was getting ready to play Iowa, and they played in a bowl game where the field was frozen. That was a real thing. I think there was one game players talked about up in Minnesota where it was so cold,
yep,
you know, that it truly impacted the game. And so I think we've seen a lot of different types of weather. In the forecast, I think it's everything that we can best guess. You know, should be able to deal with it and handle it, but it's you know what it ends up being? If you win the game, like, that was kind of fun. And if you don't win the game, that weather was terrible. And you just got to fight through it, which one more thing that I think as players you've got to kind of adapt to, but you can't let it get to you.
Yeah, it's just one of, if you win the game, then it's one of those like NFL films deals. You're John Facenda narrating it. But players tend to, at least from what I've noticed through the years, they tend to embrace it when it's bad, right? I mean, I don't know if it's mind over matter or whatever, but things tend to be a little bit more spirited, and they're just kind of into the moment.
I think you do, and certainly that's what you want them to do. And, you know, these games are limited. You know, you don't have a game every weekend of the year, you know, and everything, all the work and preparation to get to those. And you want them to enjoy it, and I think that you do find a way to embrace it and make the best of it. And at least the teams that play well in those, I think that's a big component of it, because there is a little bit of, you know, what is most important. What's most important is not only playing the game, but enjoying playing the game. And you can't let anything stop you from that.
I know back when Barry Alvarez was the coach, Jim Heber would give the history lesson every week. And I think maybe in the early years, it was what was needed, right? The rivalry itself. This is, and it just seems to me that players just kind of know now. And the rivalry is the rivalry. You know about the trophy, the parade lap you get to take. It does kind of, am I right? Does it kind of speak for itself these days?
It sure feels like that to me. And in talking to our players, and you know, I didn't think it was appropriate to try to make this game bigger than it already is. And, you know, why do you do that? I think sometimes it's for them to appreciate and understand the meaning of the game and to understand that doesn't matter what the records are, it's important to everyone. All of that was very clear to this team. And I think the focus has been this week about playing the game, playing well in the game, and yet, you know, been around it. And like you said, Coach Alvarez did a great job of making sure players understood it. You know, Hubes had a unique perspective of being at both places and who he was as a person, a bit of a historian. So it was good. The truths somehow got managed to be a little bit whatever you needed to do to get into it. But it was you could tell and understand, no doubt, that the importance of the game. And our guys certainly know that this week. They know at the end what it all means when you win. It's getting the trophy. It's getting more opportunities. But it's still, to me, it's about playing the game. And so there's no doubt that our players know this is a big game. They understand and appreciate the rivalry, and yet it's got to be about playing the game.
Yeah, I think with all of today's platforms, any player who chooses could get a history lesson at the push of a button, too. It's just kind of a different world from when Coach Alvarez and that staff first arrived. They all know, both sides, they all know about this game. We will take a break. We'll have more. We'll delve into the Gophers here a little bit as we continue with the Paul Chris Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist? Someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst? A person who studies DNA? A geneticist? Who researches markets? An economist? Who handles employees? An HR manager? And someone who does all these things? A farmer. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
At U.S. Cellular, we're keeping the holiday spirit alive with deals that'll make you want to sing.
Switched and got a phone for free. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. With no activation fees. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Get yourself what you really want this holiday season. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free smartphone with no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited Even Better Plan. New line, port, and credit approval. Qualified smartphone purchase and device protection plus required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Additional terms apply.
Well, looks like it's decision time here, folks.
I love Zimbrick because I can trust I'm getting a great deal.
So, honey, what do you think? Truck or SUV?
Let's go to Badgers head coach Paul Chris for the call.
I go for two.
We'll take both.
Get up to 18% off a 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 four-wheel drive. In stock units only. Expires 12/2/19.
Meet our winning team at Zimbrick Buick GMC East and West.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that? Drunk? Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
At the UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, you'll find innovative treatments that just aren't available anywhere else. You'll find experts who have dedicated their entire lives to treating your type of cancer, to meeting your specific needs. So if you're in the unfortunate position of facing a cancer diagnosis, there's only one place you should find yourself. At Wisconsin's only nationally recognized comprehensive cancer center, UW Health. Remarkable.
Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers coming up Saturday up in Minneapolis. Our coverage starts at 12:30. The kickoff set for 2:30 Central Time. And the Gophers, make no mistake, they are legit a top 10 team in the college football playoff rankings. The Badgers, by the way, 12th. I'm sure you know that. And, you know, they've done it kind of like the Badgers have done it. It's just, they play better, right? It's not about 8,000 trick plays. You know, who knows what wrinkles they may have coming up on Saturday. But let's start with their offense. Tyler Johnson, Rashad Bateman, outstanding receivers. This quarterback, though, Tanner Morgan, he really has come along, has he not?
Well, I think he's playing extremely well. And I think what they're doing offensively, they're making it work. And it's a hard, not a confusing offense necessarily to defend, but everything comes off of, you know, the same looks. And they do a great job of running the football. And I think they, you know, it's a physical run game. And then, you know, off of that becomes your RPOs, your play actions. And you know, when you have the amount of rushes and the success they've had rushing, and then get 2,000-yard receivers and a quarterback I think is playing at a real high level. You know, he's an accurate passer. He can make a lot of different types of throws. It's a really good offense. And, you know, it's not by accident. I mean, they've won a lot of games. And it is a good football team, and I think it certainly is led by their offense.
Is it a pretty similar approach to what P.J. Fleck had at Western Michigan, the team that you faced in the bowl, and what they try to do?
You know, you find yourself trying to, okay, at first, like, you're asked that and compare it, and then so, well, all that matters is what are they doing now? But mm-hmm. I think it is in the sense that, you know, they're, I remember getting ready, and it, you know, as a first-round draft pick receiver, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. a heck of a receiver and running the football. I think there's certainly some, you could make some comparisons to it. But I think they've done a really nice job of continuing to evolve and their identity. And it's, like I said, they are, it's a physical run game. You know, when people start trying to commit too many people or players get out of position to try to help stop the run, then they're vulnerable to some of the pass stuff. And I think what they've done a good job in the passing game is not just you know, high percentage throws, but they're getting explosive plays out of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are. And defensively, they must be ball hawkers. They have 14 interceptions as a unit, half of those coming from Antoine Winfield. It would suggest, if you didn't know any better, that they gamble. I'm thinking maybe they don't that much.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what, you know, you first say, okay, what's going on here? And you know, especially you take a look at Winfield, who's a heck of a football player, and, you know, to have that many tackles, that many picks, and you think, okay, is he doing something? Is he taking risks? And I think that they've got a heck of a scheme. I think they understand who their players are and how do you play to their strengths. And, you know, it's certainly led by Winfield, you know, not just, I don't think, statistically. You notice him on the film. But I think they've got a good group of guys around him that impact it and make it where it's a tough defense to go against. Again, it's not necessarily always complicated, but they do a great job of running to the football, getting off blocks. They do enough different, give you enough different looks that you got to be on it. And if you're off, you know, if you're on an edge, all of a sudden I think you're vulnerable to it. And so it's a defense that's playing really confident. You see them flying around to the football, and they've got enough guys that truly can make plays that, like you said, you know, 14 picks, that's a lot. And there's a lot of disruption up front. I think their linebackers do a great job of getting off of blocks. And so I think they truly understand their role in the defense, and they're playing well, and they complement their offense.
Yeah, it has the makings of a classic, the Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers, Saturday at 2:30 kick up in Minneapolis. Stay with us when we continue. We'll check in with Badgers outside linebacker Tyler Johnson, one of the 13 seniors on the Wisconsin football roster. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS Hisoy, you're actually buying seat from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or Hisoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and Hisoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
It's 4:30 a.m., and your alarm goes off. The excitement builds. Will this be the year you finally get that 10-pointer? You settle into your deer stand with a thermos of coffee and the only food a true hunter needs. Sure-make beef, original, or garlic summer sausage. It's an easy snack, and it makes a great sandwich. It's time to prepare. Don't go hungry out in the woods. Find Sure-make summer sausage at your local grocer. Sure-make. Sure makes the difference.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around you. Whether choosing between assisted living or memory care or staying short-term for rehabilitation services after a hospital stay, You will find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it in a variety of lifestyle accommodations that are tailored to meet your needs. Oak Park Place, with locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, also a location in Baraboo with independent living. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more.
The season is here, and so is the Ford Black Friday event. Now for a limited time, get 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford models. Hurry in today. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 12/2/2019. See participating dealer for complete details.
If you're looking to upgrade your home, call the number one ranked remodeler in Wisconsin. That's Mad City Windows. 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. That's 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. I made that call and had all the windows in my house replaced thanks to Mad City Windows. I saved money on my heating and cooling costs. The windows looked great, and it was an overall outstanding experience. Mad City Windows earned the 2018 Angie's List Super Service Award and our proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Upgrade your home by calling 1-888-3-MAD-CITY or go to madcitywindows.com to see monthly specials.
Public school educators ignite curiosity and motivate students. I'm Erin McCarthy, an 8th grade social studies teacher at Greendale Middle School and Wisconsin Teacher of the Year. Our communities are extensions of our classrooms. Through the Wisconsin Education Association Council, teachers like me help build a better future for everyone. During American Education Week and every week, you're invited to join us. We act. We teach. We inspire.
We continue with the Paul Chris Radio Show, presented by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years as Madison's best friend. Well, as we've talked about, it was a good senior day last Saturday at Camp Randall, and the Badgers win against the Purdue Boilermakers, a perfect home schedule for the Wisconsin Badgers, as of course they get ready to play for the West Division title this Saturday up in Minneapolis against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. But we'll rewind one more time to last week, and Tyler Johnson was one of the 13 seniors making their final appearance at the camp. He's a fifth-year guy from Menasha, an outside linebacker, and actually came through with an important sack in the game a couple of weeks ago against Nebraska down in Lincoln. But he's been an important part of that rotation along with Noah Burks and Zach Bond. Bond, a fellow fifth-year senior. Christian Bell, young man out of Birmingham, Alabama, also last week's game was involved with an important sack against the Purdue Boilermakers. But back to Tyler Johnson, a decorated high school career, and we caught up with him recently and just asked him about being able to live his dream of playing for his home state school.
Yeah, I would definitely say that, you know, especially coming in as a walk-on, nothing's guaranteed, and you really have to work for everything you get. So it's really been a dream come true to be able to not only play here, but have some success too.
The day that you knew that you were on scholarship, what was that day like for you?
That was a pretty exciting day. Getting the call, it was actually during winter break. I was back at home, and it was the day I was about to come back, and I was about to have lunch with my parents when I got the call and they let me know. So it was a fun moment. I got to let them know while we were sitting down at lunch, and it felt really good to let them know that burden was going to be off them.
So you've had a lot of playing time here, but when guys get sacks, they get noticed, and guys like me come up and bother you for a few minutes. But in a game like that, it was a big game, obviously great atmosphere and all that. Take us through the play. That was not a minor play that you're involved with.
It's just always staying ready. You know, you never know when your number's going to be called. You know, practice and prepare through the week like you're going to be a guy who's getting a lot of snaps, and whenever coach puts you out there, you know, you got to be confident in yourself and have them be confident in you and just keep working. I made a move, got the edge, and got him down.
We hear so much about the position groups, the O-line, obviously running backs. Linebackers are pretty good, and inside and out. Just to take us in, to give us a feel for what that's like, the pride that your position group takes in and what you've been able to do here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had a lot of guys that came before us who really showed us the way and hold the room in a high standard. You know, a lot of guys who've gone on to play in the NFL, All-Americans. So our position group holds ourselves to a high standard because we know what – is expected of us on Saturdays.
I mentioned a few couple minutes ago your academic schedule, biology, microbiology. Those of us who are J-school guys, a little different animal, maybe what you're doing. I like what I do and all that, but I got to think yours is a little bit more taxing. How have you done it? Give us a feel for what it's like, the demands of being a Big Ten football player and being at a world-class university majoring in what you're majoring in.
It's definitely difficult. You know, there's a lot of time spent studying and going to tutors and all that stuff. Really, you have to develop a skill of time management. You have to be able to, you know, obviously do what you need to do to be ready to play and have time set aside where you can be the best you can be in the classroom. So I think if you have the commitment and the determination, you know, it's definitely possible.
Was it a jolt at first when you transitioned here, not just on the football field, but everything, and that you had to kind of get a feel for it for a semester, or maybe you were smart enough to know it all along, but I got to think that even a straight-A guy at the high school level, you come here, it could be a little bit different.
I think the biggest thing is you really you have to take it upon yourself to make sure you're staying on top of everything, because nobody's holding your hand once you get onto the college level. You know, like, you got teachers checking up on you, coaches checking up on you in high school. Once you get here, you got to really take it upon yourself to make sure you're getting everything taken care of.
You know, hearing that answer, there was a fullback here named Chris Presley, played many years ago, and he was a terrific student. Yeah, and he stressed, he said, you gotta use the resources here,
right?
Academic support staff and all that. I imagine you figured that out pretty
quickly.
Yeah,
definitely. You know, we have a amazing support staff here with all the learning specialists and advisors and tutors, and they're all here to help, and you have to really be the one who goes and takes advantage of it. You know, you can't just let that stuff go by, because it really is amazing how much they're able to help you out.
Comments from Badgers outside linebacker Tyler Johnson. He and his teammates looking to win the West and reclaim Paul Bunyan's axe this Saturday up in Minneapolis. Our coverage starts at 12:30. The kickoff from TCF Bank Stadium will be 2:30 Central Time. Stay with us. More to come as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Badgers head coach Paul Chris knows that being part of a winning team comes down to three things: integrity, excellence, and trust.
That's what I look for in my team. That's why I make Zimmerick Buick GMC part of my game plan.
Lease a 2019 Buick Encore Preferred four-wheel drive for $199 per month, 36-month, 10,000 miles per lease. $19.99 due at signing does not include tax, title, or fees. Expires 12/2/19.
Meet our winning team at Zimmerick Buick GMC East and West.
At U.S. Cellular, we're keeping the holiday spirit alive with deals that'll make you want to sing.
Switched and got a phone for free. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. With no activation fees. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Get yourself what you really want this holiday season. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free smartphone with no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited Even Better plan. New line, port, and credit approval. Qualified smartphone purchase and device protection plus required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Additional terms apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Save $250 on the Weber Genesis 2 SE410 gas grill while supplies last. Also, Ace Rewards members receive free assembly and delivery on grills $399 and up.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds, to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show, presented by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company with the best late-night menu in town, and it'll be a 2:30 kick on Saturday up in Minneapolis. The Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers could be a little snowy up there, which just adds to the drama. And I'm wondering, anytime the weather sounds like it's going to be shaky, you wonder who it's going to favor, and who knows. But the one thing about this Minnesota team, Mike, under PJ Fleck, they're, you know, a lot of attention on them, and I think that's how he likes it. But you sift through all of that, there's a lot of substance in this team. I think this team is legit. I know people question the schedule, how it laid out, but this is a really, really good team.
And this is a high-powered offense that match up with just about anybody in the country. Not just the conference, but the country. You start with a huge offensive line, 400-pound right tackle, right? Who makes Aaron Gibson look small by comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the best receivers in college football. Again, I'm not going to, you know, reduce it or limit it to just the league. I mean, Tyler Johnson and Bateman are as good as anybody you'll see in this sport. Three tailbacks, not one tailback, not two tailbacks, but three tailbacks who have proven themselves at this level, including a six-year senior and Rodney Smith, and then the quarterback. So often we hear that the coach wants his quarterback to be a reflection of him on the field. Well, that means a lot of things in this case. What Tanner Morgan looks like P.J. Fleck. So in addition to thinking like P.J. Fleck, he looks like P.J. Fleck. And his efficiency this year has been terrific.
Yeah, 26 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. You mentioned Rashad Bateman and Tyler Johnson. When you have two 1,000-yard receivers, that speaks volumes to what they have been all about. We mentioned at the top of the show, Mike, there have been some classic games, and it seems like up there, you think of the old Metrodome, 2005, a block punt. John Hall, a 60-yard field goal back in the mid-90s. And Zach Hintz was able to beat by a couple of yards last Saturday. It just been some great games between these programs.
I'm going to give you a bonus pick, because riding over here to practice with Andy North, he turned to me and he said, do you remember back in 81, the final game of Memorial Stadium? And sure enough, it snowed like the Dickens leading up to the game. The snow pile was around the field. It was kind of picturesque in a respect, almost a postcard. Randy Wright led the Badgers to a victory on the final series. Minnesota played with 10 guys the entire drive. But it was just that classic snow game, right, that you all, a lot of kids grow up loving.
Right.
But that's from Memorial Stadium. The Metrodome, totally different environment, and the block punt and Ben Strickland falling out of the end zone. There's one thing that Ben Strickland is still really famous for, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
My favorite, though, is when Barry coached the game. Well, he didn't really coach the game. He was in Rochester waiting for that knee surgery that never came about until the end of the year.
Right,
and
right.
John Palermo was really designated as the head coach for the game that Vitaly Pasetsky wound up winning with a field goal.
Yep.
Man, you think all the drama and the theatrics involved with that one?
Oh, yeah. And that was, you know, I saw with Tauscher about that after the game Saturday. And that was a game, if you remember, they held Minnesota held Ron Dayne in check, relatively speaking. And that was the week after the comeback and turned into a romp of Ohio Stadium in Columbus. But the 81 game, that sounds like a Lucas at 50 column coming up, right?
There's a strong possibility. Though the one when Barry was in Rochester with Cindy, I remember distinctly when he said, yeah, I told Glenn Mason I'd buy the beer if he'd coach from the room with me.
That's
and
right.
Mason turned him down.
And the legendary Sid Hartman, the one guy in supposedly breaking through and getting into the hospital room to check in on Barry Alvarez. It was a great game. I think also of 2002 at Camp Randall, where they pretty much put it on the shoulders of Brooks Mollinger and Anthony Davis. That was a game Wisconsin had to win to be bowl eligible, right? And Anthony had a ridiculous day. Mollinger, they say, gave a great talk the night before the game. It was any number of moments. Minnesota's had a couple, including last year, obviously, and they had the Reese Lloyd walk off field goal back in, what, 2003, so they've thrown their punches as well.
I think when you go back and look at the history of this series, that you'll always find someone that you didn't expect to come up big with a play or a game in itself. The stars will be the stars, but there's always someone like a Ben Strickland who will become a part of the history and the lore of the Minnesota-Wisconsin series.
Man, this is one of those games where the Gophers, you know, they don't Purdue got some big hits off of trick plays, and maybe the Gophers will have something. But go back to last year's game. That was legit. There didn't seem to be anything fluky about what Minnesota did last year.
One thing I remember from last year's game, besides Wisconsin getting beat soundly in every facet, was like a nine-minute drive in the fourth quarter, nine-plus that Minnesota went on. It was like 13 runs, a couple of passes. Now, they missed a field goal, but that wasn't the point of it. They took the ball and just ran it down Wisconsin's throat, just one play after another, and Badgers could not get off the field. And that was the punctuation mark on what they did in Camp Randall a year ago.
I know as much as the rivalry exists, there's just something pretty cool about this game getting a national platform. You know, it did in 2014 at Camp Randall. Good game. Wisconsin rallied to win it and won the West. But I just think now the place is going to be packed. At least we think it will be. What a stark contrast to 2 years ago when the Badgers were rolling through the schedule undefeated and Minnesota just really did what it could to shorten the game. So got to give them credit. They have flipped it.
Game day, whether you like it or don't like it, it validates a lot of things in your program. This is the first time game day is visiting Minneapolis. So that is a big thing. Yeah. And it enhances the product, I believe, too, because usually on the final weekend of the regular season, we're all conditioned to think about Michigan or Ohio State or Auburn and Alabama. Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice that you can squeeze in Minnesota, Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, they're obviously thrilled about it in Minnesota. It's a great chance for those folks to showcase their campus, their city, their program. But game day isn't up there if they're playing some cellar dweller. It's the fact that Wisconsin is up there makes this very appealing to the folks at ESPN. And we'll see if the Badgers, they've been known to crash a party or two through the years. We'll see if they can do more of the same coming up on Saturday up in Minneapolis. Our coverage starts at 12:30 along these Badger Network stations and kickoff set for 2:30 Central Time. Back with more in just a couple of minutes. This is the Paul Christ Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Make Boucher.com your car shopping destination. Boucher.com allows you to search for your next vehicle however you choose. Search by make, model, body, style, price, color, engine type, or more. At Boucher.com, you'll find a selection of more than 8,000 vehicles waiting for you. More than any other dealership group in the entire state of Wisconsin. And if shopping online just isn't for you, swing by your nearest Boucher location. They'd love to have you. Visit Boucher.com today.
If you're at Camp Randall Stadium or you're just having friends over for the game, when you combine Johnsonville sausage with UW football, you've just entered Badgerville. Badgerville, home of Jump Around, the fifth quarter, and juicy Johnsonville sausage, where the big red machine grinds out yet another victory. Ah, Badgerville, home of full, flavorful brats and authentic Italian sausage. Home of Johnsonville. Since 1945, they've been making the great-tasting sausage that powers the big red machine on game day. Welcome to Badgerville.
All right, our remaining minutes of the Paul Christ Show as we check out the other games in the Big Ten. Rivalry weekend in the Big Ten Conference, and really beyond the Big Ten Conference for that matter. But it all starts in this league on Black Friday, Nebraska and Iowa. And they've made this into a tradition here, playing the day after Thanksgiving. This year's edition will be in Lincoln as the Hawkeyes try to finish a 9-3 regular season. Very good year for Coach Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa program. Those three losses, either or games. The Huskers, on the other hand, trying to get to win number 6 and therefore trying to become a bowl eligible team this season. Let's move on to Saturday now, the early window of games. Illinois taking on Northwestern. Lovie Smith's team at its winning streak snapped at 4 games last week in a loss to Iowa. Northwestern just trying to get on the board in Big Ten play. Illinois trying to finish a 7-5 regular season. In West Lafayette on Saturday, it'll be the annual battle for the old Oaken Bucket. It's the Purdue Boilermakers and the Indiana Hoosiers. Purdue 4-7, all of those injuries, but as we've been talking about here on this program and really going back to last week, Purdue showed well in spite of all of the injuries that program has been hit with this season. Meanwhile, Indiana, a very good story, played Penn State pretty competitively last week before falling to the Nittany Lions.
Indiana goes into the final weekend of the regular season at 7-4. And, of course, the big game in the early window will have Ohio State and Michigan. The Buckeyes have clinched the Big Ten East Division Championship for the third straight year. But, of course, they're continuing to jockey for position in the college football playoff rankings. And it really is a story of survive and advance now for Ryan Day's team, trying to go undefeated in the regular season. And Michigan really has bounced back well. It looked pretty Joe average, quite frankly, as the Badgers were able to have their way against Michigan in Camp Randall Stadium back in September. But the Wolverines 9-2, and their season turned around with a strong second half a few weeks ago in State College. That game looked to be getting away from Michigan, but the Wolverines rallied and very nearly sent that game into overtime. And the other late window game will be in East Lansing, 2:30 kick, Michigan State against Maryland. And, of course, that all pales in comparison to the game in Minneapolis, TCF Bank Stadium, a 2:30 kick, Wisconsin and Minnesota. Our coverage will begin at 12:30 along these Badger Network stations. Stay with us on some of our...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Paul Crist Radio Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewery. 5 Wisconsin locations, 4 in Madison, downtown Fitchburg, Hilldale, Eastside, and in Wausau. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Radio Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.